All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Zamarodi. A new report is out today from the Center for an Urban Future about the changing role of our city's public libraries in the digital age. It says that even as e-books grow more popular and we all go online for our information, New Yorkers are spending more time at the library than ever. But what are we all doing there? Reporter Stan Alcorn went to Brooklyn to find out.
To see the library of the future, you might want to check out Starbucks.
People are using Starbucks in much the same way that we want them to use the library.
Linda Johnson is the president of the Brooklyn Public Library, and she's serious.
They've made these very comfortable environments where people are now aggregating. You know, they're meeting, they're holding business meetings there.
They're sending emails, checking Facebook. The coffee shop has become a place for people to go online, and libraries are moving in the same direction. Maureen Sullivan is the president of the American Library Association.
Where I think we're going is I think we're going to continue to see more information available in digital form. But I also think libraries are going to continue to be almost gateways to that information.
In Brooklyn, the library is renovating that gateway. Johnson takes me to a construction site in the Central Library.
The paperback bestsellers that used to be here are gone. This month, they'll be replaced by 25 computers with graphic design and video editing software.
There's technology and then there's technology, right? I mean, people can come in now and use any of our public access computers and cruise the web and, you know, check their email and that kind of thing. This is designed for people who really want to use technology to work.
There will be conference rooms and a digital recording studio, but the most important room might be the 36-seat classroom. This is the main theme of the Brooklyn Public Library's new strategic plan to focus not on access to books or even to information so much as access to education.
At the DeKalb Library in Bushwick, the computers are not state-of-the-art, but they are all being used. Two people are actually standing waiting to use them. Marco Gutu is here to send emails, but he's excited about the classes.
It's like a school where they train customers on computing, computer technology, and other issues related to information seeking. So I think the future of the library is bright.
So long as they can afford it. This year's budget for the library was just cut by $2.5 million. For WNYC, I'm Stan Alcorn.
To find out more about the Center for an Urban Futures report on the state of New York's libraries and why they're at risk, go to our website, wnyc.org/tech. At the flagship public library on 42nd Street, there's a $300 million plan to double the space available to the public by moving millions of books from the stacks there. In their place will be more computers and classrooms, study areas, and kids' space. Critics worry about limiting access to research materials and, excuse the term, the Starbuckification of a cultural institution. Not as controversial is another initiative to take the library's stashes of historic documents, like maps and menus, and turn them into new kinds of searchable digital collections. I went to meet the engineers and designers who are working closely with the library's curators at their new labs. If you walk down the hall of the second floor of the New York Public Library, you'll come to the map room on your right. It's a beautiful, restored place with these tall windows that look out over 5th and 42nd Street. And this is where the New York Public Library Labs and its three employees are based.
My name is Ben Virschbau. I'm the manager of NYPL Labs. Sometimes people, when they hear NYPL Labs, they say, oh, is that the digitization lab or the preservation lab? There are a lot of kind of labs you might have in a library. This is a different kind of lab. So you digitize stuff. Now what? How do you actually make this part of the internet? How do you make this a meaningful resource in a digital context? We, in our initial experiments, have decided to look at particular collections that are strengths of the library, and that have an interesting opportunity for transformation into a digital context. The Menu Project, it's called What's on the Menu, and it's a website where anyone at any time can come and view recently digitized menus from our collection and help us transcribe the dishes and prices that are on those menus. Once a dish has been transcribed, it becomes a piece of digital data, and you can then click on that and start exploring. So if I click... Yeah, what are you interested in?
Let's look at gluten fruit gruel.
So if I click gluten fruit gruel, we've brought in the 20 most similar dishes from our search. So there's gluten, wheat toast gruel, oatmeal gruel, gluten wafers, oatmeal gruel.
And then I see at the top that's like every time you click gruel, we see how many times the word gruel has been used in menus by year. And the gruel has hit a high point at 1911. That is a big year for gruel, whereas it kind of goes away and then peaks again in 1970, sort of.
This is a representation of where these particular terms are appearing in our collection in its current state on this website, which is only about a third of the overall collection. There was a marine biologist from Texas A&M who came in a bunch of years back and was spending a lot of time with all these New York menus around turn of the century and looking at fish prices to try to extrapolate some information about the fish populations by how their prices were rising and falling. You get chefs coming in frequently, kind of consulting old menus, getting ideas and inspirations, novelists coming in looking for period details. It's helping us model a new way of being a library for the internet.
So far, over a million dishes have been entered into the New York Public Library's Menu Project, but volunteers are needed to transcribe about 30,000 more. To see the renovation plans for the 42nd Street Library, go to our website, wnyc.org/tech. And while you're there, tell us, how are you using the library? Should books make way for more computers, meeting spaces, and labs? You can also talk to us on Twitter at New Tech City. And in case you missed it, our first show of the year last week was on how tech is changing our relationship to time. It's a fascinating discussion with media theorist Douglas Rushkoff, and you can download it for free from iTunes. I'm Anoush Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.